This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. All right, this is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson, and we have a treat for you on this episode. I've got to tell you, like, I am so enthralled with learning about, I wish I had her when I was going through my transitions, but we're talking with Laurel O'Sullivan, and she is a visionary advocate who inspires women around the world to create second chances in their lives. And she does this by applying her signature process to help women align with their unique source of power, with their life purpose, to make decisions that create greater impact in the world. And Laurel's practice is grounded in 20 years of experience as a public interest lawyer and advocate. Her intuitive approach to astrology and her own deeply held experiences traversing every imaginable type of life transition. And like I said, I wish I had her when I was going through the transitions of my life, but I am so darn glad to have her as a friend and a guest on my show. So welcome, Laurel.
Thanks, Robin. It's good to be here.
I am so glad you decided to come on my show and talk to people about second chances. So like, let's talk a little bit about how you got to this place of helping women after being an attorney, you know, doing all that attorney stuff and now really, really making impacts in a different way.
Yeah, it's a great question. Let me think of how to answer that in a quick way. The truth is, I think my whole life has been, you know, without calling them second chances, it's been about creating new beginnings for myself. And about 3 years ago, I was at a transition point of deciding, I think I was finally ready to move on from the law, but I didn't quite know what. And I had started coaching women in my consulting practice at the time. And I literally sort of stumbled into this lecture on astrology, and I learned that my own North Node, which shows us our life purpose, was being activated. And it led me down this road of, you know, internal discovery, which is a big part of second chances, is, you know, getting to know another part of ourself. And I realized that what I was really here to do was take my own life experience and my experience as an advocate and help women navigate their own second chances.
So when somebody comes to work with you, like, typically who are they?
They're women who I think are wanting something more for themselves, and they're a little bit stuck in being able to see the vision for their life. And I think what I'm really great at, seeing the larger possibilities. That's what I did in the advocacy world and the nonprofit world. And I bring that, you know, sort of pragmatic visionary lens to the work with them. And so whether it's trying to start a new career or pivot within an existing career to make some decisions around different choices for their health or their finances. But a lot of times I would say the first step in working with me is just opening up to the idea that there's something more for themselves and to let go of the past that we often all hold on to very tightly. We hold on to what we know about ourselves. And so it's helping them see that, bridge that gap between the past and being willing to let that go in the future and stepping into the new possibilities for whatever area of their life they're wanting to change.
Yeah, I totally get it. Like I said, you know, if I had someone like you when I was going through the most difficult parts of my life, which, you know, the first one really was the divorce. And that was like on top of the death of my mother, the unexpected death of my mother. So it was kind of like if I had somebody to help navigate and say, all right, well, my life is in a shambles, you know, I would have like totally, you know, gone for that. But where, like, how would I have found you? You know, so like, how do I find you now? How do people who are like going through this stuff saying, I really need to recreate my life. I really need to, I need support in that. And my friends are great, but you know, how do I find you? Like what, where would I look for you?
Well, you can find me at my website, laurelosullivancoaching.com. That's an easy way. I also have a free Facebook group, Unleash Your Power, Navigating Midlife. I'm here in Evanston, Illinois. So, but I work, you know, I actually work globally. I have clients in England and all my work is done virtually, but, you know, the answer is you probably wouldn't have found me then because yeah. I wasn't doing what I was doing.
Well, and I will put all that information in the body of this episode because I think it's really important work that you're doing. So let's talk about like a little bit about the process. When, you know, if I were your client, what would happen?
So I always, let me step back. I usually always begin with doing a birth chart reading with my clients because I have a very intuitive approach to astrology. So it gives me a really deep grounding in where my clients are at, because I can see that obviously based on sort of where the current energy is, but it also shows me, you know, kind of what they came here to do. And I have a number of different things that I look at in a chart. And so I like to, you know, the sort of the strategist in me says, this is kind of like our own little personal SWOT analysis. So it gives me an opportunity to see sort of where your, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your best time for timing. But even more than that, I find that it provides a very compassionate mirror for my clients. I mean, we can mirror our clients as coaches, but you know, I also say it's like this very objective piece and fascinating piece of evidence to show them sort of what they came here for. So we'll generally look at that and based on that prioritize. Generally, clients will work with me, you know, from 4 to 6 months, depending upon what their goals are. And we'll sort of map out their trajectory. And I find that there are generally three phases. So we go through the first phase of looking at their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and using that as a roadmap. But then we can even go deeper with the birth chart. So it's kind of like that's the compass or the map that informs the work we do together. But the first stage of any transition is we need to let go of the past. So we can find that when we look at the birth chart, we can see the patterns and the conditionings that we're raised with. We have opportunities to go through that and understand where energetically are there things that are, you know, I always say that the power of astrology is it shows us who we were created to be, not who we were conditioned to be. And conditioning is such a huge part of all of our lives, especially as women, because we're so conditioned to put others first. Mm-hmm. So I give women permission in this first step to put themselves first and to open up to the possibilities. And part of that is letting go of the past. And then we transition into the second stage, which is really what I call sort of the liminal zone. It's kind of the unknown space, which I think is really interesting given what we're going through right now with the pandemic. We're all liminal zone. We're all actually living through a second chance here. And then the third and final stage that we go to is then sort of shifting into alignment, into really the new possibilities that we've discovered and that they felt their way into. There's a number of sessions where we work energetically with how do you realign into becoming that person. And that's obviously not something that happens overnight, but I give them the tools to help to do that.
Yeah, I think that's an important point. I think like a lot of us, and I'm myself included, you know, I want everything to happen like now. I'd probably be stuck in phase one for a long time, you know. The past is like so, you know, just, it's so easy to like recreate because it's all we know. So when you talked about living in the unknown, like that really, really resonates with me. Like, you know, it's just to learn to be a little bit more comfortable in that. You also mentioned second chance year. And, you know, you and I talk offline a lot about this, you know, this year and how, yeah, I mean, we all have to have had changes, myself included, which is why you're here on this show, you know. So talk to me about that. Tell us about like why this year is a second chance year and how we can maximize it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a really hard and painful time that the world is going through right now. But within that pain, I believe, you know, and this is part of what, you know, we both do in helping women. It's generally pain that motivates us to change, right? And so it's that pain that we're all being asked to kind of live into, but not even the pain of the pandemic. I believe that the pandemic was a reflection of larger energies that existed on the planet that were a result of us all needing to shift. And so astrologically, this year is very, very significant. There's a whole lot of, it's significant because there's a whole lot of things, events coming together that normally don't happen in one year, but the, you know, what I would call sort of the mega theme for the year is that we're all being asked to basically, as I just talked about, let go of the past and reimagine, redefine the next 35 years of our life, because 35 years is how long it generally takes Saturn to go around to make a transit and rejoin with Pluto. And that's what happened on January 12th, which kind of set the tone for the whole year. We have these two big planets, the two what I would call the most intense planets of the zodiac, coming together. And when they came together, it was the culmination of energy that actually started in April of 2019, which was this, okay, everybody, wake up. This is an awakening. You need to wake up and let go of the things in your life that are no longer serving you, specifically as it relates to you owning your power in your life. And so that's really what this year is about. And within that, there's a lot of things I can talk about, but that's kind of the big, I would say, mandate. It's not really optional. And if we don't listen to that, then I know from experience, if we don't listen to the nudges we get, then things will be made to change for you.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So as somebody like me that has my Saturn in the first house, what is this for me? What, you know, I know you probably don't have my chart up, but like, you
know. It's okay, because I also have Saturn in my first house. But as I like to remind you, Robin, you have Jupiter with Saturn. So Jupiter is the great benefic. So your Saturn is mitigated with the help of Jupiter. But I just have poor old Saturn hanging out by itself. But you're a Capricorn rising. And so Capricorn, if the mandate of this year is for all of us to awaken up and redefine our relationship with power, it's all happening in the sign of Capricorn. And as you and I have talked about, and if anybody's listening who listens to astrology, Capricorn has been the dominant energy for the last 2.5 and even longer. So as a Capricorn, you've basically been building a brand new you for actually going back to 2008, because Pluto, which is our ultimate power that we grow into, it wants to change us so that we can own our power. It's been in Capricorn since 2008, which is actually when the recession hit. And so now here we are in the middle of a pandemic and it is still in play. So as a Capricorn, what this year and what the last 2.5 years has meant is Capricorn is about self-mastery. And I know from talking to you and a lot of other, I would say, Capricorns in midlife, they're kind of feeling like they're getting their groove on. Like they're starting to feel like, and if they're not, it's because they probably haven't been paying attention to the nudges. And so it's about resiliency and meeting those long-term goals and determination, but really kind of coming into full awareness of what you're here to do. So I actually, and you can answer for yourself, but I think it's been an exciting time, as much as it's been a roller coaster as well for you personally. I think there's a lot that's shifting in a very positive way.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I have to really affirm that, Laurel, because I do, I don't know if I'm necessarily a brand new me, but I'm like more of a evolved, confident, resilient me. And it's interesting because we had talked about this before, like, this period of time is like, it's like, oh gosh, it's like me on steroids, to be honest. I feel like I'm fully invested in what I'm here to do. I'm clear about what I'm here to do. And with your help, absolutely, has reinforced that for me. The nudge, the universe nudge, like I'm learning that, like, I just get knocked off a ledge half the time. It's like Saturn goes, you're going in the pool. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are.
Well, and you have, again, yeah, because Saturn is our inner authority, but it's also where we do experience the fear. And so you have the, oh, I don't want to go in the pool. But then you have the whisper of Jupiter going, it's okay, I'm going to catch you. And how many times have you told me that I always land on my feet?
Oh, all the time.
Land on my feet, which is, I mean, that's just one of the cool things of astrology. And it's amazing. It's awesome that you know that. And it was fun to point out to you, well, here's one of the reasons you always land on your feet. You know, it's like you have this kind of like guardian always with you.
And that's what I think people get from you. Like, you know, is that knowing like, okay, you're gonna, you know, from your chart, I can help you kind of navigate and give you practical tools to really become and step fully into your power. And women, especially during this time, I think it's so important for them to, you know, shed all the old, you know, crap and really embrace and know who they are, you know, like know who they are.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm learning too, is just for me, it's just like, oh, damn, you know, who I was in 2008 is so not who I am now.
Yeah.
And she's grown up.
And, you know, we are often a product of who's, you know, what's being reflected back to us. You know, I think it's not always in our human nature. And let's face it, as women raising families, having careers, there's not often a lot of time to kind of do that self-reflective work until maybe your kids are older or, you know, something's happened that's given you a little more time in your life. And so, you know, again, one of the cool things that drew me personally to astrology is, you know, I had been doing all the kind of, you know, I'm a four planets in Scorpio gal, so I like to go really deep. And I, you know, as much as I thought I knew myself, when I saw my chart, it really opened up this whole new dimension to literally, in a very symbolic way, seeing the different parts of myself. And I just don't, I haven't found personally any replacement for the power of how clearly it can define for us, you know, literally this area of your life, this is your strength, and here's a hurdle you're going to overcome. You know, you can ignore it, and we always have free will at the end of the day. Nothing is predestined. But I think it's super exciting because for most of my clients, it's very affirming if they've had challenges in their life or they've had, you know, setbacks. It's helpful to realize like, this is all just a part of the greater, you know, plan for my life and purpose, because I know that I'm always impatient and I always want to be, you know, I always want to be, you know, like 5 years ahead of where I can be always, you know, and that'll probably always be my life lesson. And so we begin to see sort of the rhythm and the patterns in our life too, which again, I find very comforting.
Oh gosh, me too. Totally. Well, when I look at the patterns, the data, and use my intuition to go forward, it's kind of like, okay, the data has shown me that I always land on my feet. So that's going to continue. And if I don't land on my feet, I've done enough burpees, as you know, I'll just bounce back up.
Absolutely.
It's actually, that conditioning's helped a lot. So what do you think is the most important takeaway for people today? What do you think that they need to hear from you about second chances and about, you know, getting through this period of our lives?
Yeah, well, I'm a big believer that we get one life. We get one life, and it's a precious life, and we all need to take the responsibility for that life very seriously. And, you know, I say this as somebody who's gone through my fair share of knocks and ups and downs. So I don't want to sound callous to all, like I said, if you're a small business owner and you're out of work or your family's going through health, I don't want to make it sound simplistic, but this year is the year to, you know, to stake your claim, to stake your claim for what it is you really want and to go for it, you know? And when I say go for it, again, I don't mean to sound cliche about it. We can go for it with the help of others, you know, it doesn't mean you need to go for it on your own, but to not give up on yourself, you know, and that's where the advocate in me really comes out, because I think everybody on this planet, you know, we have a voice that needs to be heard. We have a purpose to live into, but no one's going to do it for us. So it's up to us to do it. And I would encourage everybody to learn about astrology. I think if there were ever a year to learn about it, it would be now. And one other thing I'll just share too is, right now, you know, this is a very fast moving year. Right now, we're getting a little bit of a breather in May. I would call this kind of the liminal zone, you know, January through April, or what I was talking about with the first phase of letting go of the past. Mm. Now we're kind of in this little pause, but starting in July, the speed is going to pick up significantly. So for people who are listening, I would say take this time now, like lean into this opportunity where there's a lull. Where we're all being given kind of this, you know, permission to slow down and do that inner reflection on how do I want to look at the end? You know, who do I want to be at the end of this year and beyond?
That's great advice. I wish I could take it. I feel like I've been running.
You're there.
At full speed. Yeah. And I think at the time though, you know, I do take the moments of like really, it's not lost on me that I totally appreciate this time, even though it was given to me in a way I really wouldn't have chosen for myself, you know, consciously. I know I did, unconsciously, but it is great advice. And I think now is the time that people can tap into their own creativity. And with your help, you know, to really, you know, map out strategically how to do it.
Yes, I totally agree. And also, Robin, for anyone listening, I would like to make an offer, if that's okay.
Oh my God, absolutely. I totally support offers.
Because of the crazy time that we're going through right now, I'm really wanting to help more and more people. So I'm offering $100 off my 1 hour recorded readings, which we do via Zoom.
$100 off. Oh my God. That is awesome. Laurel.
So $150 is the price.
$150 is your fee. That's $100 off your regular price. You know what, people, if you don't take advantage of this, you know, it's, I'm sorry, but that's a great deal.
And it's a lot of fun. I'll guarantee that.
It is a lot of fun. And you've helped me a lot in navigating this period and understanding, because I love astrology, but I can never retain it to save my freaking life. And you've been so patient with me. She will talk to you like you need to be talked to, you know, make it clear and understandable. And I can attest to that. So, you know, get out there, LaurelO'SullivanCoaching.com. And I will put it in the body of the show notes. So it'll be there. And Laurel, thank you again for joining us, and, you know, be well. And I hope you get to help a lot of people, because I know that what you offer is so important.
Thanks, Robin. It's great being here.
If you're ready to maximize your second chance and would like to connect with Laurel O'Sullivan, check out her website at LaurelO'SullivanCoaching.com. And thanks again for listening to the episode. Hey, thanks for listening to the episode. If you want to know more about Micah and his types of readings, take a look in the notes of the show, or go to micahreadings@gmail.com. And thanks again for listening.